This is a CBC podcast.
Hello and welcome to The Story Store, the podcast where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando the Moose, and this is my assistant, Gary the Unicorn.
And this is my pet rock, Algernon.
Gary, rocks can't talk. Why would you bring that onto the podcast?
Oh, well, Algy might not say much, but his personality speaks for itself. Watch this. Algy, roll over. Well, we're still working on that one.
Yeah. Let's work on today's story order instead, shall we?
Hello, my name is Jamie, and I want to tell you a story about a flying guinea pig.
Oh, well, Jamie, sounds like we are taking a trip to the pet store.
Oh, good, because I need to get more treats for Algy.
What does a rock eat? You know what? Never mind. Just ring the chimes, please. As you probably know, when the pet store closes every night, the animals get out of their enclosures and play together. And Big Al's Big Pet Emporium was no different. As soon as Al locked the place up for the night, everyone would gather in the center aisle to see the big show.
Chinchillas and frogs, fish and lizards, you know me, you're impressed by me, I'm Weasel from Evil!
Weasel was the most daring pet in the store. He wore a shiny cape and a helmet covered in stars, and every night he performed a dazzling stunt.
Applaud as I leap 6 fish tanks in a single leap. Marvel as I balance on 20 flaming tennis balls. And tomorrow night, I will attempt my most daring trick of all. I will jump the length of the entire store.
Everyone loved Weasel from Evil, but Gabby the guinea pig was his number one fan.
I watch Mr. Feneville every night. I made myself a cape just like his. Well, this one is made out of newspaper for my cage. But I have a helmet just like his. Okay, it's my water bowl, but it does the trick. When I grow up, I'm gonna be just like him.
Gabby spent her days practicing her very own stunts.
Watch as I balance on the edge of this gorge.
But the hamsters that lived in the cage next door weren't impressed by Gabby's stunts.
That's no gorge, Gabby. That's just your food bowl.
Okay, then, marvel as I dive from the very top of my cage into this teeny tiny water dish.
Yeah, won't that water ruin your newspaper cape?
Right. Well then, watch as I enter the Thunderball!
What? Hey, is that my exercise ball? I told you to ask before you borrowed that, Gabby. Come on.
Gabby knew that the Thunderball trick had promise.
Who ever heard of a guinea pig who played with a hamster toy? Boom, daring. Plus, when I use a thunderball to jump 3 cages, 7 fish tanks, and the chinchilla enclosure in a single leap, Weasel is gonna be so impressed he'll make me a permanent part of the show.
So that night, Gabby rolled the thunderball to the center aisle.
I'll do my jump right after Weasel does his. The audience will just cheer, and Weasel will be all, "Oh, wow, that was amazing." And then we'll hug, and then we'll be best friends and partners forever.
The rest of the pets had already gathered, and Gabby had to climb to the top of a shelf to see. Weasel was standing at the far end of the store.
Hey, watch as I leap over the pet food aisle, across the toy aisle, past the treat aisle, and over the Halloween costumes for dogs aisle in a single bound. Whoever said rodents can't fly has never met Weasel from Evil!
Weasel shook out his cape, tightened his helmet, and stepped back to get a running start. Every pet leaned forward in anticipation, including Gabby the guinea pig. But as she craned her neck forward so she didn't miss a second of the daring deed, the thunderball started to roll.
Uh-oh, I haven't practiced a trick from this high up!
Before Gabby could do anything, the thunderball started to roll across the shelf. It rolled towards the edge faster and faster.
It's okay. That display of frisbees will stop me.
But she was going too fast, and when Gabby hit the frisbees, it sent the colorful discs flying in every direction like fireworks as the thunderball went soaring through the air.
Or not. Look out! Thunderball coming through!
Gabby and the Thunderball flew high over the crowd of pets. She soared over the pet food aisle, across the toy aisle, past the treat aisle, and over the Halloween costumes for dogs aisle, landing right in front of Weasel Fenevil. The crowd went wild.
Yeah! All good! Yeah.
Gabby peered up at Weasel Fenevil. She was sure he was going to be angry that she had ruined his trick.
Why, that was amazing! The Frisbee fireworks were a very nice touch. I can't believe I never thought of that.
Really?
And a guinea pig and a hamster toy. Boom! Daring! Would you consider opening for me on Friday night? You can do a daring jump. And then I'll do a daring jump over you doing a daring jump. It'll be great! What do you say? Should we hug on it?
Weasel swept Gabby up in a big hug. It was just like she had imagined.
Let's be best friends and partners forever. We're gonna have to do something about that cake, though. Is that newspaper?
Oh, yeah, do you want one? I could whip one up for you really fast.
Oh, yes, please.
The end.
You know, that story inspired me to teach Algy a new trick.
Yeah, maybe you should try speak.
Nah, how about Algy, sit. Good boy. Now let's get you a treat.
Okay. And let's get you a story, listener. If you would like to order a story from the Story Store, please call us at 1-888-413-2781. Toll free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca. You never know what the Story Store will have in store.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.